Welcome or welcome back to Motions the Podcast. I am your host, Naya Perkins, and thank you for tuning in. This is a platform where we have moderately candid conversations, so let's just hop right into it. So I'm actually a little upset right now because I was doing a video for the podcast and my phone stopped recording at 11 minutes, and the podcast was 40 minutes long. The sound for the podcast on the other phone I was recording on for the sound or whatever is trash. So here I am doing this again. This is really a life lesson of stop fucking around, because honestly I should have a camera where it's I'm recording and I can see like if something like this was to happen. And I'm pretty sure my phone stopped recording because I didn't have the space in my phone. So I really do need to buy myself a camera. I need to get a microphone and stop really playing around. But anyway, y'all, I just wanted to start this podcast off with a little message. And I wanted to just say, dear listener, I want you to know that you are worthy. I want you to know that you are beautiful. I want you to know that you are capable. There is literally nothing you cannot do that you put your mind to. I want you to know that there is no limits. Humans have landed on the moon, so isn't that a sign that there are endless possibilities? Aliens have come to planet Earth. Isn't that a sign that you can do anything you put your mind to? Now, why are you limiting your credibility? I'm not sure either. But that stops today. Because at what point is enough enough? When will it be enough limiting yourself because of this thing we call imposter syndrome? Enough is today. And I want to say this to y'all because I'm experiencing some imposter syndrome right now. And also, like, I'm in this seasonal funk. I always get like this at the end of the year. I'm not sure if it has anything to do with the holidays and, like, being around family or not celebrating the holidays, whatever the case is. But, excuse me, I always get in this funk at the end of the year. And this year I finally realized, like, damn, I really do always get in this funk around this time. So currently I've been in a current funk, just graduated, so I'm kind of just like trying to ask myself, like, what is next? I've been sleeping a lot, I have been sick, I sprained my toe, and then I had like a piece of glass stuck in my foot for like a week or whatever the case is. So it's just been like a series of events or whatever that's just been occurring. And I'm just like, okay, what is going on? At this current moment, I have no desire, or I don't have a pleasure to clean my home. My home is my safe space, but I don't have any desire to clean it. I think I need to outsource it so that, like, they clean it and then I come home and everything is just clean and I can just have a fresh start. But if my house is not clean, I cannot function. That's just how I am. I don't feel bad about it. That's just how I am. And being as though I don't want to clean it, I know I'm just not in the mental space to... I'm just not in the mental space that I'm usually in. I'm taking this time to be... I'm taking this time to give myself grace and also just like breathe, do some affirmations with myself, because the space that I'm in, I just feel so alone. Like, yes, I have my son. Yes, I have my boyfriend, but I really feel alone. I feel like I need a girlfriend to pour into, but I don't have a girlfriend to pretty much pour into the way I need to pour into. Because I just don't have nobody in Virginia. I do have a whatever. Like I said, I don't have anybody in Virginia that I feel like I can just pour into. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that companionship, because I'm not even going to lie. Like, everybody needs the companionship. But it has to be a mutual friendship, whereas though it's just like we are pouring into one another, but we're also not just taking from one, you know, like we're also pouring as much as we're taking. So yeah, I'm just waiting for that. Anywho, y'all, today I just wanted to talk about imposter syndrome, believing in yourself, trauma of poverty, and some things that I have cooking for 2024. So, with that being said, I just wanted to talk about hopping right into imposter syndrome, which is the condition of feeling anxious and not experiencing success internally, despite being high-performing in external objective ways. And long story short, it's doubting your capabilities when you're clearly winning. You know, like, okay, I'm valedictorian. Not technically, but, you know, if you're valedictorian in high school and then, like, you have a fear of failure, or you thinking, like, you can't do college, and it's just, like, you're valedictorian, like, why wouldn't you be able to do college? Like, come on now, why are you limiting yourself? Why are you just, like, you have no hope for yourself, you feel me? Or, you know, like, all of the proof is there, and you're still just, like, not believing in yourself. Like, the proof is in the pudding is there. You still, like, just not showing up for yourself and just not believing, or whatever the case is. I had to ask myself, why am I doubting myself? And it's because I'm so afraid to fail. But it's just like, I haven't failed yet. So why am I so damn afraid of it? I guess it's because I haven't failed yet. I haven't took like a major loss. You feel me? So, yeah. I haven't taken a major loss, and I want to keep it that way. But life is not just full of wins. It's only full of wins when you're not challenging yourself. You're not putting yourself to the test, or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, like, come on now. It's time for me to challenge myself. It's time for me to go super duper hard. And it's also time for me to take everything to the next level. How can I reach this 2.0 version of myself if I'm just not doing anything? But I really think it's because I'm stuck right now. Like, I need some motivation. I need, like, something to get me into that, you know, into that mindset, you know. But also, I think about, if I fail, then what am I going to do, you know, if I'm in this circumstance, or what am I going to do about this, yada, yada, yada. And it's just like, well, damn, if I succeed, then what, you know, like, why are you thinking about if you fail, or the stuff that can happen, but you're not thinking about the stuff, the positive things that can happen, you know? Why are we focusing on the bad when the bad hasn't presented itself? You know, it's so easy to think about the worst of things. I think that would be appropriate to say, but just now I'm just thinking, like, why are we thinking about something that hasn't presented itself just yet? Like, what is up with that? I never understood that for myself. So, fear of the unknown is, like, a real problem. Like, you're so afraid of the unknown that you just don't do something, but you don't even know if the unknown is going to come into fruition. So, why exactly are we so afraid? Why exactly am I so afraid? You feel me? So, I have no idea, but today it stops. Like, I can't keep doing this. I can't keep going through this. I just can't. I can't. So today it stops. And I want to say this and mean it. Like, I can sit here and I can say things and then I do not practice them. Like, what the hell was that about? Like, or I'll start practicing them and then I'll just I won't push myself to fully, like, do it. But today it really does stop. I was, like, sick to my stomach, whereas though I'm not sure what was going on, but to the point where I just was sleeping all day, trying to sleep it off or whatever. So, like, this week, for real, like, I've been struggling for real. Today is better. Today is way better, thank God. Sorry, just to continue on with what I was talking about. I know for a fact that I am capable, but I have not pushed myself to my fullest potential. Why? Hell if I know. I'm not sure why I'm so stuck right now. Like, I'm just really stuck. I'm stuck. I need to get out of this, like, loophole that I'm in, you know, so I can really just start going hard. But I am the only person that can get myself out of this. So what exactly am I waiting for? Someone to save me, and no one is going to come and save me. So with that being said, I also need to surround myself with those of the same mindset, if not a higher mentality than myself, in order to grow, because maybe that's why I'm stuck. I'm not surrounding myself with people who are going hard, with people who are actually putting in the work to chase their dreams or whatever the case is. So I need, like, some motivation. You feel me? So, yeah, that's exactly what I need. Like, I need that. I'm reading a book. It's called Nothing Is Missing by Nicole Walters. And she is from Ghana, I believe. And she grew up in D.C. She was raised in D.C., but I guess she was raised and grew up in Baltimore. But then when she went to college she was raised and grew up in D.C., went to college in Baltimore, and then her life started in Baltimore. So it's nice to actually, you know, like, see someone doing it from Baltimore that's doing something that's not like a sport or something like that. So it's actually, like, pretty... I like the book. Long story short, I like the book. I actually love the book. I finished it. It's a memoir. It was a great read, and I honestly wish she would come out with another one. Ooh, excuse me, guys. But anyway, she had went. I think it was, like, not an influencer or a speaker, motivational. It was somebody. She went somewhere in California, and she had said that she was really there at the lady's house to see what success looked like. She already stood her business, but the lady transformed her vision of what was possible. I feel like we need to all experience that, so that we know there is so much more to life out here. And everything that we're thinking about, it really can come to life. It's really possible. It's really tangible. Like, we have to just see it to believe it. And it's hard sometimes to believe it when you haven't saw it. But you have to just have faith. Like, I was reading another book, and it was saying, like, you don't just think, oh, the air is going to, you know, like, we're not going to have no oxygen. We're just going to wake up and die or not be able to breathe, you know. Like, we just have faith that this oxygen is just going to keep on pumping through the air. You feel me? It's so natural for us to just be like, oh, I'm gonna wake up tomorrow morning. You know, like, we go to sleep with ease, not knowing, but having faith that we're just gonna wake up tomorrow. So it's just like, we don't know that, though. Like, we can't see that. So it's just like, why are we just not believing something because we haven't physically saw it yet? When it's just like, it's a lot of shit that we don't physically see. But we still go about life and just, you know, don't think twice. So when it comes to our dreams, when it comes to manifestation and things like that, why don't we keep that same energy? Why don't I keep that same energy? It's time. It's time to start. That's a healthy habit to do. Believe in things that you cannot see. And don't get discouraged just because you can't see it. Coming up in Baltimore, there was not much to see. and that's just plain and simple. There was not much to see. If you are fortunate enough to have someone that sees the beauty of Baltimore and they can show that to you while you are a child, to like have some faith and have hope, then chef's kiss to you. But if you do not, it's possible for you to just be like, it ain't nothing out here. Like, you know, what exactly am I looking forward to? You know, because you don't see nothing. You're just growing up in freaking poverty. Growing up in poverty, your parents talking about XYZ, like, it wasn't much to see. So when I went to school in Miami, it opened up, like, endless possibilities for me. Like, damn, I'm getting the hell out of Baltimore. I am not staying here. Like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I loved it. I loved it so much. It was so different from where I came from. It was like, it gave me such a rush. Oh my goodness. It gave me such a rush. It gave me such a high. It gave me such a high. I didn't even have money out there when I went to school. My parents and my family, like, they didn't send me out there with money. They didn't even have money. Like, I had the basic necessity with clothes and stuff like that. So it's just like, but I still was, like, not depressed. I wasn't as confident, but, you know, like, I was still living a good life, making do with what I could. So, yeah, I love that for me, that I got to experience that. And traveling, it gives you that sense of it's so much more out here. You know, like, I love to travel because it's just like, dang, this is the life that I don't live on a daily basis, but I can live it. But it's potential out here. Like, I have something to look forward to out here. So I highly recommend just, like, traveling, going away for college. If you can, go away for college and just being able to see what success looks like so that you can understand that it's out there and it can motivate you. It can motivate you so much. Like, I already know what I want to do. But I guess I just don't know what it looks like when I'm doing it or whilst I'm doing it. But I am getting that together because enough is enough. And I am enough. And I am going to start believing in myself harder. More intentionally and believing in myself, I should say, as well. Because, well, let me ask y'all this. Like, has someone ever told you that you were not capable? If they have, like, what makes them the deciding factor of your life? And how successful are they actually right now? So it's just like, their words don't mean shit. Because they don't have that power to tell you what your life is going to be like when they don't even know. And if they were in a higher position than you or whatever the case is, they can be humble and that shit can be snatched away from them at any moment. And you can be blessed at any moment. If no one has ever told you that, where's the lack of belief coming from? For myself personally, no one has ever told me that I wasn't going to be anything. I wasn't going to make it. You know, like, no one has ever said that to me. So I'm just trying to figure out why do I have this lack of belief? And it's really just, like, a lot of self-doubt. I don't know why I doubt myself so much. And I really think it I don't know if I'm really doubting myself or I'm just like, I'm just being lazy and I'm not really going hard. I should say that as well. Like, don't know what that's about, but I want that to stop. Also, for myself, I prepare for the worst a lot. And I always think about like the worst. But that is a survival mechanism for me personally, coming from Baltimore. And also, just the background that I come from, the family that I come from. So in order for me to try to be in control of what goes on in my life, I just prepare myself for the worst and also always think about the worst that is always could happen. So when it does come, I'm not hit with a surprise. I don't like surprises. I said that last episode. Like, I don't like surprises. But yeah, y'all, we not gonna do that. Okay. We not doing that. I'm not doing that with myself. Like, Naya 2.0 is just really different. And I'm excited to see what I have in store for myself. So, yeah. Also, as I said earlier, not being around enough people who have succeeded has contributed to me, like, not believing enough, because I don't see it enough. It's not personally tangible enough for me. So, but I have to be that person. And when you're the first person to like do a lot of things in your family, it's hard to pretty much continue to have faith and things of that nature, because it's just like, damn, I don't have anybody guiding me. I'm stuck in a loophole right now. Like, damn. How can I succeed when I don't have anyone guiding me? Like, sometimes I really think, like, I need to get a mentor or something. Because I don't have anyone in my family that's, like, there enough to pretty much mentor me or give me motivation, you know? So, that says a lot, too. Being around you, your people, like, you know, it does. It contributes a lot to that self-doubt. And to just, like, the unknown, fearing the unknown. But not anymore, y'all. Like I said, I am really ready for my close-up. Can somebody cue the lights in this bitch? Like, put the light on me, because I am really ready. I am ready, but why am I not acting as if I'm ready? If not me, then who? Because no one is coming to save me. No one is coming to save you. If not you, then who? And if you're a mom, no one is definitely not a damn soul coming to save you, baby. It's time to be a robot. We had our humanistic days. It's time to get in robot mode, sis. Like, that's all I can say. Like, yes, we need love and we need nurturing too. But at the end of the day, like, we have kids now. We got to get this shit right for them, because they didn't ask to be here. You know, and when I graduated or whatever the case is, anything that I do, I don't do it for my son. I do it for myself because I have a son. I do it for myself because I have myself, you know, for my inner child, for my inner person, for me. I do that shit for me. I don't do it for my son. I do it simply for me so that I can put him in a better position. If you know, you know. If you got what I said, then you got what I said. I'm not even about to say I don't mean this XYZ. But yeah, y'all. That's where I'm at in life. Conquering the world for myself so that I can be able to provide for myself and for my son, because my son simply did not. So I have to, like, how dare I set him up for a shitty life? And he didn't even ask to be here. Now he gotta work super duper hard and shit like that. He didn't even ask to be here. Like, come on now. Like, the least we can do as parents is try our hardest to, like, you know, get this shit right and work hard to get it right. We will get it right. But as a person, we still want to get it right for ourselves, too. Like, what the hell? But we just have to believe. We have to believe. If you are listening to this, I want you to close your eyes and envision yourself doing whatever it is that you want to do. Whatever it is that you want, in that car that you want, in that house that you want, in that dress that you want. I want you to really just say, I believe in myself so much and I love myself so much. And I can do anything that I put my mind to. I really got this shit in the bag. I can do it. I will do it. And I want y'all to say that shit with your soul. Like, say it with your soul. Really mean it. Because I really do mean this. For once in my life, like, I'm saying this shit out loud and I'm meaning what I say. It's hard for me to feel anything in my soul because of childhood trauma. I don't like to feel anything a little bit too much because, you know, it's just like, I don't like to feel. And that's fucked up. That even down to my dreams, I don't feel that shit in my soul because I've been hurt and betrayed by the people around me. And I am not a person that blames things on other people or I am my trauma or anything like that. But it's like they are contributing factors. And I am in the process of turning things around for myself so that I can feel more things in my soul and really believe what it is that I'm saying. Really believe what it is that I am preaching. I'm working on it. But I'm also so careful of myself. I'm so fragile with myself when it comes to other people. And I'm so defensive about myself when it comes to other people. Because I have been fucked over by my parents, by the people closest to me, by my siblings. So it's just like, when it comes to me, I really am zero tolerant. I don't care who you are. I don't have unconditional love for a damn soul when it comes to myself because I have to be there for myself first because clearly not even my parents could hold me down. You feel me? So, yeah. I'm trying to be like more loving, more gentle, more unconditional. It's a little hard, but I'm trying. With that being said, y'all, I know everybody have their own things going on, you know, and everybody are people before their whatever title they hold to you, but, I'm the type of person that really just, I'm so selfless. And it's just like, I just be thinking about everybody. How the fuck can I stop doing that? Because I feel like I don't have anybody in my corner that does the same for me. Like, damn. I had to really scratch my head. Like, I haven't found anyone that reciprocates the same energy as me. And I don't think I'm ever going to. Which means that I have to be my own best friend. And I have to be okay with that. Like, when I want to be baby, when I want to be cradled, when I want to be whatever the case is, I have to do that for myself. Because, like I said earlier, no one is coming to save us. No one is coming to save me. No one is coming to do that shit. And maybe it's good that no one is doing it because now I'm not sitting here depending on people. Yeah, and I've been doing it for shit all my life, for real. So it's just like, okay, whatever. But anyway, speak everything into existence, because we really do have to believe. Just say it out loud. I'm going to say a few. Thank you for my BMW X6 and whatever year it is that I do get. Oh, let me be more intentional. I start my grad program 2024. I should be out by 2026. Thank you for my BMW X6 2026. Year 2026 version, model, whatever the case is. Thank you for my first townhouse. Thank you for a successful podcast. Thank you for a successful community. That's just a few things. But I'm going to speak that into existence, because that's what I'm aiming for. That's what I'm going to get. And yeah, those are my things. So what are your things? Just say it out loud. I'm going to give y'all a second, okay? But y'all, also wanted to talk about trauma of poverty. Being in poverty is definitely traumatic. It plays a major role in the person. It plays a major role in you. Like, it plays a major role in me, who I am today, the characteristics that character traits that I have, you know, like, that trauma is vital. Like, why haven't I gotten therapy? And I've said multiple times in the previous episodes that I was going to therapy. I still have not started therapy. I need to go to therapy. I need to do that for myself. Like, I have to go and find a therapist. I want to sit on the couch, bitch. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I want to go sit on that couch. And I'm going to talk, because I don't have a problem with, like, you know, I don't have a problem with that. Some people do. I want to do it. I don't want to do it virtual. I hope you got a couch from Crate and Barrel or goddamn Pottery Barn, whatever it is. I hope it's nice and I'm manifesting that for myself. But y'all, poverty of trauma of poverty is a real thing. And I got that from the book as well. I had a passage that I wanted to read to y'all, but I forgot my book. So whatever. I forgot my book, but I have a fear of going broke. I have a fear of not having. So I used to think about money a lot. From the last time that I believe I talked about it on the podcast, I talked about, like, not talking about money. I have stopped. Now I've just been trying to budget and do things like that. But I don't talk about money as much as I used to. And I love that for myself. But also, like, growing up in poverty, you never had positive money conversations. You never had positive beliefs with money. And it's just like, why? Why? Like, why? But everything happens for a reason. So I'm creating this life with, I'm having a great relationship with money for myself. Also, growing up in poverty scared me into creating these habits of fear of going broke, not having, you know, like, limiting myself, because, you know, I grew up in poverty. Your parents talking about negative towards, like, money, negative towards credit and credit cards. Like, it was just all negative. So, growing up in poverty was traumatizing. It's traumatizing for me now, because I have created some habits that I should not create, because in this new life, I am not going to be doing the same thing as if I was in poverty. So why exactly am I, like, you know, taking on these habits, you know? Sometimes you can create a habit that poverty has, you know, like, triggered you to create. And then you can implement that into this new lifestyle, I mean, it can hold you back from this new lifestyle that you're trying to gravitate towards. Like right now, I'm in the field of budgeting, so I haven't been to the nail salon in 3 months. I have not been to the nail salon since my son's birthday. A little before my son's birthday, which was in September. That has been 3 months now. So it's just like, if I just get a regular basic, like, you know, because I just do mani-pedi, gel, color, keep it basic and simple. So it's just like, you can't implement that in your budget and owe that to yourself to just get that done. You feel me? Like, the basic maintenance of nails, hair, and feet. No, we cannot start implementing that because we are so scared to go broke that we're just not even going to treat ourselves. Like, you know, like, just, excuse me, just the basics, being so afraid of zeroing out that you just, now you're looking bummy. Like, come on now, that is going to shy you away from this lifestyle that you're trying to incorporate yourself, this lifestyle that you're trying to create for yourself. So don't let the trauma from poverty create bad habits, you know, that just shy you away from the lifestyle that you want to live. I had a roommate 2018 through 2020. I moved into a one bedroom 2021. I moved into a two bedroom 2023. It's only up from here. So what exactly am I scared of? You know, like, I'm progressing. I'm moving up. I'm elevating. I have graduated college now, and I'm going to be enrolling into a master's program. And then I also have other things that I want to accomplish, and I am going to do it because I'm on, you know, like, the proof is right there. Why am I not believing that it's only going to get better? Like, the proof is there. Over the years, I have gotten better. I have upgraded my car. I have gotten a new car. You know, like, where's the disconnect, baby? So, look at yourself, where you were in 2018 and where you are now. You know, like, come on. Let's give ourselves grace and clap for ourselves for where we have come, you know? It may not be where we want to be, but damn, it damn sure is better than 2018. I can tell you that for myself, and I hope and pray that it's the same for y'all. So I say all of this to say to just believe, y'all. Just believe, have faith, trust the process, because believing, it feels so much better than worrying. It feels magical when you believe. Like, oh my gosh, this shit is so magical. I got this life that I'm about to start. I got this life that I'm about to live. I got this life that I am living, you know? So, with that being said, I just wanted to touch on a couple of goals that I have for 2024. And then I'll just wrap it up here. But a few things that I have for 2024. I am starting my blog. I'm starting my blog because I really love to write. So for the people who are readers or whatever the case is, like, they can definitely get a good kick out of the blog. I'm excited for it because it's like, with the blog comes more stuff. So, like, yeah, it's only up, but I'm starting the blog. I am going to get better with recording for the podcast. So I'm going to get myself a camera and a microphone and stuff and do all of that good stuff in 2024. I'm also going to start my master's program in August or September of 2024. I am also going to start my soft play business in 2024. So I have some things that I'm going to do and that I have envisioned for myself, and I am excited for 2024. I know people always getting on people about, resolutions, but who gives a fuck? So what? Yeah, you said you were going to do it last year or this year, whatever the case is. Okay, so next year, really do it. Like, in 2024, really do what you say you're going to do. Stand on that shit. Like, really. Don't run away from anything that, any opportunity that presents itself to you, because it presented itself to you for a reason. So why exactly are we sitting here blocking our own blessings? Like, 2024, please get out of your own way. Thank you. Thank you. But yes, y'all, that's all I have for y'all today. Like I said, I did have a recording for it for YouTube. But baby, maybe God just knew that, sorry, I'm eating a candy cane. God knew I didn't need to get up there looking like that. He shut it down. And I was coming up here. I was being very vulnerable with y'all. But okay. Okay, God, I see you. You said show up the way you said you wanted to show up. Don't show up on no sloppy ish, you know? That book also says, do it messy and then clean it up. So whatever you're doing, don't be afraid to do that shit messy. It's not going to be perfect. Just clean it up and perfect it over time. So yes, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. Please like, share, comment, rate the podcast, you know, tell a friend to tune in. I appreciate y'all listening. I am your host, Naya Perkins. This is a safe-ass space. So please, come in and stay for a while. Until next week, y'all. Bye.